Mmm, good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, listen to Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Sharman. Tell me something. Have your family had Campbell's beef noodle soup yet? No? Well, then how about trying it? For this is one of the newer Campbell soups, a soup people everywhere are taking to in a big way. You see, just about everybody likes beef. And Campbell's beef noodle soup is beef, no mistaking that. Beef is slow simmered for the rich stock. The homey egg noodles are steeped in this good beef broth, and tender pieces of beef are added for top mealtime enjoyment. Well, say, why not start tomorrow's market list with Campbell's beef noodle soup? Well, the first of the month has rolled around again and brought lots of unpaid bills to 22 North Hollywood Lane. And here, having the usual trouble with them, we find Jack Carson.
Now, Treacher, what were you saying about some unpaid bills?
Well, here they are, sir. What should I do about them?
Treacher, why do I have to go over this with you so many times? Do what we always do. Take the April bills and put them in the folder marked Bills to be Paid in August. See how simple it is?
Yes, sir, but the folder marked Bills to be Paid in August is full of January bills that should have been paid last July.
Fitch, you fouled up my whole bookkeeping system. You always make it so complicated. Now, let's just take one item. For instance, the gas bill. Now, when I pay the gas bill, where do you put the receipt?
I don't know, sir. Since I've been here, you've never paid the gas bill.
Pitcher, that is ridiculous. I just sent them a check. This may come as news to you, but if I didn't pay the gas bill on time, they'd come and shut it off.
This may be news to you, sir. They did.
They did, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, maybe they haven't opened their mail yet. Thank goodness I remembered to pay the electric bill last week.
Yes, sir, but even then you were 2 weeks late.
What about it?
Well, the company retaliated by cutting the power in half.
How do you know?
Well, when I used the electric toaster this morning, the toast didn't pop up. It just crawled out and looked around.
Well, I guess I'd better pay my bills on time from now on. Now, is there anything else that needs special attention?
Oh, indeed, yes, sir. There's that matter of the long-standing account at Braddock's department store.
Yes, yes, I know. I've written them a number of letters about that. You see, the total on their statement is wrong. They overcharge me. I'm not going to pay it until they straighten it out.
How much do they overcharge you, sir?
13 cents. No matter what they say, I'm positive I did not buy a pocket comb in 1937.
Still, you know, you might have bought one, sir.
How?
Well, that was the year you came to Hollywood, and you just learned that people out here comb their hair.
Very funny, I must say, but I'm still not going to pay it.
But it's a final warning,
sir. Well,
don't
you worry your little head about it. I'll write them another letter. Gee. A big company like Braddock's making such a fuss over 13 cents.
Hey, Uncle Jack, look at this. Look at this here.
What? What is it? What?
In the paper right here.
What?
Your name. Your name. It's in the paper.
Tugwell. There's no reason to be so excited. That's not an exceptional thing. You know very well I've had my name in the paper on many occasions.
Yeah, but this time they say something nice about you.
Oh. Well, who said the nice things about me?
10 to 1, it wasn't Braddock's department store.
Forget about that, please.
Do you remember that fashion expert, Ray Driscoll, who published a list of the 10 worst-dressed men in America?
Yes, yes.
Well, now he's picked the 10 best-dressed men in radio, and you're on the list.
Gee, I am?
Are you quite sure you've got the right list?
Let me see that, Tugwell. Yeah, there's my name, all right. Let's see, Jack. Here, Victor Boy. Jack Carson. Well, it's about time they recognize my taste in clothes. The only thing I don't understand is why they picked me this year. They didn't pick me last year or the one before.
Well, maybe baggy knees are coming back into style.
Listen, if this Ray Driscoll picked me, he certainly knows what he's talking about. Let me see that article again. That's the 10 best dressed men. Actually, it was picked because of so-and-so. Victor, I give myself a chance. Oh, yeah, yes, here it is. Jack Carson was chosen because of his general rakish appearance.
What does rakish mean, Uncle Jack?
Rakish? Well, uh-huh. That's just an expression. It means a studied carelessness. It means that my clothes fit me in a manner that is, savoir-faire, élan, aplomb, a certain je ne sais quoi.
That's how your clothes fit you?
Yes, sir, you know, you can accomplish the same thing by having them thrown at you from a cement mixer.
Listen, Mr. Know-it-all, no matter what you say, I've always had impeccable taste in dress. I was born with it. Why, even as a baby, I was the only kid in the block who had a dighty with a belt in the back. I thought that was cute, didn't you?
Yes.
By the way, Peter, call Mr. Driscoll on the phone and thank him. Say, you might even invite him over to tea.
Very well, sir. I'm sure the whole thing is a typographical error.
Hey, Uncle Jack, did you notice the mail this morning? You got another letter from Braddock's department store. Aren't you ever going to pay that bill?
Tugwell, the only reason I haven't paid it is because Braddock's made a mistake in their addition.
But, gee, they got a big accounting department. They don't make mistakes.
Neither do I. There's one thing I do know about. It's arithmetic.
Yeah. Then how come I got all the problems wrong when you helped me with my homework last week?
Just what did I do wrong?
Well, you remember one question was, a farmer has an acre of land.
Yes, I remember
well,
that.
Well, it said he plants one half in clover, 25% in cabbage, and 25% in alfalfa.
Mm-hmm.
If it grows at the rate of 3 inches a week, at the end of 17 weeks, what will the farmer have?
Yes.
Uncle Jack, the answer is not gophers.
Of course, I was assuming that it was a California farmer. And don't worry about that bill at Braddock's. I'll write them another letter just as soon as I get the...
I got in touch with Mr. Ray Driscoll, sir, and surprisingly enough, it's true. You have been selected as one of the 10 best-dressed men in radio.
I never doubted it for an instant.
Yeah, Mr. Driscoll said if he could find time, he'll try to come over this afternoon for a personal inspection of your wardrobe.
Gee, think of that.
Why don't you take your wardrobe down to his office? You're wearing it.
Don't try to be cute, Tugwell, but that does remind me, I do need some cufflinks.
Oh, Miss Ryan's got some cufflinks down at her knick-knack nook.
She has. Come on, Peachy. Let's go down there and get a pair before Mr. Driscoll gets here. Hey, think of it, Peachy. I used to be just an ordinary guy, and now I'll be one of the leaders of the Easter parade. You know something?
What, sir?
From now on, you're going to see a change in me. I'm going to be a genuine highbrow.
A highbrow, you mean?
Yes. I'm going to wear the bottoms of my pajamas, too. Well, here's Miss Ryan's. I hope she's got something nice in the haberdashery line. Hello? Hello, anybody here?
Oh, hello there, Mr. Carson. You too, Mr. Treacher.
Hello, Miss Ryan.
Miss Ryan, you really want to get outside on an afternoon like this? It's a gorgeous April day. And how have you been feeling?
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as could be expected.
Miss Ryan, you ought to be more cheerful. Look around you. It's spring.
Yes, I know. But about all that spring means to me is that I changed from a winter to a summer mustard plaster.
Yes, well, Miss Ryan, I had some good news this morning. I've been picked as one of the 10 best
dressed men. Spring always seems to wake up a lot of my old pains, too. Do you know that awful ache in my foot that I had last year?
The ache in your foot? Yes. Well, I've been picked as one
it
of the 10 best...
It just throbs and throbs and throbs all the time.
Well, if it keeps throbbing, why don't you use that old-fashioned remedy I suggested? Remember I told you to rub your foot with a baked potato?
Yes, I tried that, Mr. Carson, but I must have overdone it. I think I rubbed my foot with too many potatoes.
Why?
Well, now when I try to go to sleep at night, my big toe keeps pointing toward Idaho.
I'm glad the pain wasn't in your sacroiliac, but Creature and I just came in... Rachel, I just came in for some cufflinks. You see, Ray Driscoll, the international fashion designer, has just selected me as one of the 10 best-dressed men in radio.
One of the 10 best-dressed men?
That's right.
Frightening, isn't it?
Nobody asks you, Trish. You see, Miss Ryan, I might very well be one of the leaders of the Easter parade.
Oh, how wonderful. You know, a few years ago when I was a girl, I was in the Easter parade, and my dress won first prize.
That was when you were a girl, huh?
Yes. Mm. I can remember it all just like it was yesterday. The judge who gave me the prize was a tall, dignified man with a beard.
I wonder what Mr. Lincoln said to her.
Preacher, preacher. Now, do you happen to have any cufflinks, Miss Ryan?
Yes, I have some back here in the drawer. Just what sort did you want?
Well, all the buttonholes in my cuffs are quite large.
Yes, up till now, he's been using beer caps.
Well, they were given to me by Mr. Schlitz himself. I think I'll take this pair here, Miss Ryan. How much are they?
$1.50.
Hmm. Well, that seems like a lot, but it's for a good cause. Here's your money.
Thanks. Oh, before you go, Mr. Carson, would you do me a favor?
What's that?
I bought a new piece for my piano, and I can't play it. Would you show me how it goes?
Oh, is this it here in the piano?
Yes, it's the new one, the anniversary song. I thought you might play it and sing it for me.
Oh, gosh, I don't play very well.
You don't sing very well either, sir, but go ahead.
I'll ignore that.
Oh, how we dance on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The world was in bloom, there were stars in the skies, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Dear, as I held you so close in my arms, angels were singing a hymn to your charms. Two hearts gently beating were murmuring low, my darling, I love you so. My darling, I love you so.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Carson. That was fine.
Oh, hello, folks.
Well, Del Sharvin.
Jack, was that you singing when I came by?
Yes, yes, Del, it was.
Well, Jack, I had no idea you had such a fine quality to your voice.
Oh, shucks, that was nothing.
He can say that again.
No, I mean it, Jack. You have a definite warmth in your lower tone.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, yes, you have.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, but you have. In fact, I was going to ask you to sing another song.
You were?
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't do that, Del.
Well, okay, then. I guess I'll be gone.
You lock that door. Nobody leaves this place.
Then you will sing this little song I brought with me?
You brought a song with you?
Yes, it's something I wrote for Campbell's Soup, and I'd be awfully happy if you'd sing it with me.
Look, Del, I'm always glad to cooperate with you on these things, but I have one complaint. Every time you and I sing a song together, you give me the smallest part.
Oh, but not in this one, Jack. No.
No?
No. Your part is the most important.
Really? The most important, huh?
Why, absolutely. The song is, it's de lovely. You know it.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Well, now, here's your part, and here's mine.
My part's really big, huh?
Well, not big, but very important.
Okay, swell, let's try it.
Four. Folks who like beef noodle soup, I recommend Campbell's beef noodle soup.
It's
delightful.
It's
delicious.
It's
de-lovely. With lots of tender beef noodles, too. They're steeped in the beef all through and through.
It's
delightful.
It's
delicious.
It's
de-lovely.
Wait a minute. Del, you sure this part I've got is important?
Yes, Jack.
Yeah, but I've only got one word to sing.
Well, don't be impatient, Jack. Now, I sing the middle part alone, yeah. And then we come to the place where you've got lots of words.
Lots of words. Mm-hmm. Good, good. Let's get to that part real quick, huh?
Taste it once to understand why folks are all saying it's perfectly grand, and that broth brimming with noodles make it so good. Mmm, good. So stock up on beef noodle soup.
I mean Campbell's beef noodle soup.
It's
delightful.
It's
delicious.
It's
delectable.
It's
the marvelous.
It's
the Campbell's.
It's
the finest.
It's the lovely.
Now the magic music of Freddie Martin, featuring Clyde Rogers and the Martin Men, presenting Linda.
Charms about Linda,
my Linda.
And lately it seems, in all of my dreams, I walk with my arms about Linda.
But what good does it do me? For Linda doesn't know I exist. Can't help feeling gloomy. Think of all the loving I've missed.
We pass on the street, my heart skips a beat. I say to myself, hello, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
If only she'd smile, I'd stop her a while, and then I would get to know Linda.
But miracles still happen, and when my lucky star begins to shine,
with one lucky break, I'll make
Linda mine.
Well, Tuggle, what do you think of your uncle now, huh? Just think. Ray Driscoll, who used to design clothes for the Duke of Kent, has picked me as one of the best-dressed men in radio.
Yeah. You know, I remember when you first got here from Milwaukee, you only had one suit, that white one.
Yeah, but I really look nice in that white suit, if I say so myself. I used to wear it on a date every Sunday.
Yeah. Hmm. Then every Monday morning, it took you an hour to sew the words Coca-Cola back on it.
Well, that's all past now. When Driscoll gets here, this new suit I'm wearing ought to knock his eyes out.
Did you charge that at Braddock's department store, too?
Yes, but I may not like it. I'll try it out on the Easter parade, and if it doesn't make a hit, I'll take it back and try to get credit for it.
Well, you better be careful, Uncle Jack. You remember last year you wore that herringbone suit till it was thin, and they wouldn't take it back.
Yeah, that herringbone was a little thin. When I crossed my knees, you could see more bone than herring. I argued with them, but they wouldn't give me an adjustment on it. Gee, isn't this suit a gorgeous shade of brown?
Yeah. Is that the color they call desert sand?
No, this is the newest thing. Oh. It's called sunburned field mouse. I think I'll look at myself in the mirror again.
Again? You've been looking in it all afternoon.
Well, once more won't hurt.
Oh, there you are.
Peekaboo, you rakish rascal. I better not let Gregory Peck see me in this. He'll throw himself off the Pasadena Bridge. Now, let's see. My shoes are shined. My necktie is perfect. And I'll put in those cufflinks that I bought from it. Hey, wait a second. There's only one cufflink in this box. Now, that Miss Ryan is so forgetful. Now, I've got to go down there and get the other one. It'll only take a minute, though. Look, Tugwell, if Mr. Driscoll comes, have him wait for me, huh?
Okay, I'll tell him you're expecting him.
Okay, swell.
Oh, there's the door. Coming, coming. How do you do?
I'm looking for Jack Carson. Is he home?
Oh, are you Mr. Driscoll, sir?
Driscoll? Listen, my name is Hackett, and I'm here to collect that bill Carson owes Braddock's department store.
Oh, dear, I knew this had happened. I'll see if I can locate Mr. Carson.
Brother, you better locate him, because if he don't settle his bill, he's going to jail.
Oh, you mean prison, sir?
I mean prison.
Oh, come in, sir. I'll go upstairs and look for him.
Okay, I'll wait right in this room over here.
Oh, hello. Are you looking for Uncle Jack?
Yes, I am.
Oh, then you must be the man he's expecting. Boy, Uncle Jack is sure going to be excited when he sees you.
He's going to be more excited than you think.
Well, do you suppose Uncle Jack will get his picture in the paper on account of this?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Oh, boy. What else do you think he'll get?
Well, that depends. Sometimes they get as much as 90 days.
90 days? Boy, he'll be glad if it lasts that long. But you know, Mr. Uncle Jack's a little worried.
He should be.
Yeah, he wants to be sure and wear just the right kind of a suit.
Oh, we got the suit all picked out for him. It's got big, wide stripes on it.
Oh, Uncle Jack looks good in stripes.
Yeah. We'll give him a nice short haircut, too. I must say, young man, you're taking this whole thing rather lightheartedly. It seems to me if my uncle was in...
Hey, that must be Uncle Jack back from Miss Ryan's now. You stay right here and I'll send him in.
Oh, thank you, Tugwell. I forgot my key. Say, did Mr. Driscoll get here?
Yeah, he's sitting in the front room right now waiting for you.
Good, I'll go in and talk to him alone. I tell you how you can help me out, Tugwell.
How?
Look, after I've been in there a while, you come in and drop a couple of remarks that'll make him think I'm a big shot.
Oh, I see. Don't worry, I'll pour it on thick.
Pour it on real thick. Good, good. Oh, wait till Driscoll sees this suit. Well, 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 so we meet at last.
Yes.
You know, I never thought you'd get around to finding little old me.
Well, it took a little time, Carson. You see, there were others on my list, too.
Oh, naturally, naturally. Now, of course, you want to inspect my wardrobe.
Yes, that's exactly what I came over for.
Well, I have some very nice suits, but I thought maybe that you, being who you are, would like to see the goods on me.
I've got the goods on you.
Huh? Oh, yes, got the goods on me. That's a very good joke. Well, now, you probably want to know something of my background. I came from Milwaukee.
You don't say.
Oh, yes, yes. In fact, back in Milwaukee, I had some of the best beers of my life. I can make up a joke, too. Not a very good one, but a joke.
Let's get back to your clothes. That's what I'm really interested in.
Oh, yes, yes, of course, my clothes. Well, how do you like this little number I have on? It's a brand new shade, you know.
Yes, I know. It's called Sunburn Field Mouse.
Say, you are an expert.
It was rather expensive, wasn't it?
Yes, yes, but a man in my position can use his credit. You see, I charge this at Braddock's department store.
The credit department at Braddock's are quite lenient, aren't they?
Lenient? Oh, heavens, I should say so. You won't believe this, but I've run up a bill there since 1937. And I haven't made one single solitary payment.
Of course you do intend to pay the bill.
Oh, I will someday, sure. But my bill is 13 cents more than it should be. Would you believe it? They're so dumb they can't even add correctly.
No.
And they haven't even sent a collector out to see me.
But what if they do?
Oh, don't worry. Those collectors are plenty stupid, too.
May I ask where your wardrobe is now?
Oh, certainly. It's right in this closet here. Of course, I'll have them all pressed for the Easter parade.
I wouldn't bother, Carson. You ain't gonna be in no parade. You see, I'm a bill collector from Braddock's department store.
I think I'll wear this suit I've got on and a Homburg hat. A bill collector?
Yes, that's right. And if you don't pay this bill for $98.13, the only parade you'll be in the morning is the lineup at San Quentin.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. What's-Your-Name. I thought that you were Mr. Ray Driscoll, the fashion designer.
I don't care if you thought I was Schiaparelli. Are you going to pay or not?
Well, I intend to pay the bill, of course, but as soon as they straighten out the addition. But the fact is that right now I'm a little short. In fact, I haven't a cent in the house.
You don't say.
Yes, I'm sort of broke at the present time. But
here I am, Uncle Jack.
Yeah, Tugwell, never mind. Ixnay Akincray.
You're just in time to hear an interesting story. Your uncle tells me he hasn't got any money.
No money? Oh, that's a hot one.
Yeah, Tugwell. Tugwell,
he's got money buried. He's got money buried in the backyard he hasn't even dug up yet.
Oh, Tugwell, please.
And tomorrow, Warner Brothers sends over his salary. Takes two jeeps to bring it.
Yeah, Tugwell, this is the wrong man.
Save your breath, Carson. I don't believe anybody around here.
Wait a second. What are you doing, mister?
I'm taking everything in this closet back to the department store.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
Can't I? Come on, take off that suit you're wearing.
Oh, but this is my sunburned field mouse.
Take it off.
You mean the whole suit?
Yeah.
Hey, wait, stop. Quit pulling on my pants. You're twisting my belt.
Well, what about it?
You're liable to shut off the circulation of my brains.
Well, I can't help that. There, now I've got everything. Boy, are we glad to get these clothes back. Goodbye.
Gee, now I'm in a fine predicament. I haven't got a stitch of clothes to wear. How am I going to march in the Easter parade? Will you tell me that?
Oh, I got an idea, Uncle Jack.
You have?
Yeah.
What?
You still got your shorts left, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, why don't you wear those and go as a sunburned field mouse?
Now, tomorrow's supper. Of course, you want it good and satisfying. Well, then lots of home cooks would say that's an ideal time for Campbell's Beef Noodle Soup. This soup is so delicious, so hearty and satisfying, folks just know they're eating well. Yes, ma'am, Campbell's Beef Noodle Soup is beef, from start to finish. You realize that with your first taste of the rich broth. That flavor could come only from fine, slow-simmered beef. You'll enjoy the homey egg noodles steeped in the rich beef stock till they're filled all through with the flavor of beef. And for extra eating pleasure, pieces of tender beef are generously added. Mmm, good. Well, the next time you're marketing, ask for several cans of Campbell's Beef Noodle Soup.
Mmm, good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
Well, have a happy Easter, ladies and gentlemen, and try to join us again next Wednesday at the same time. In the meantime, why not tune in this same station next Sunday evening at 9 Eastern Standard Time to meet Corliss Archer, the lovable teenage girl whom Campbell Soups brought you every Sunday evening over this station a few months ago. So from now on, it's Corliss Archer every Sunday evening, and of course, all of us at 22 North Hollywood Lane as usual on Wednesdays. Good night.
Franco-American spaghetti, F-A, Franco-American, F-A, Franco-American, F-A, Franco-American, back at your grocer's again.
Franco-American spaghetti is back, America's favorite, the spaghetti with the extra good sauce, ready cooked to give grand, good eating, but quick. Get a can of Franco-American spaghetti.
F-A, Franco-American, back at your grocer's again.
Listen again Wednesday to the Jack Carson Show. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.